Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome to Academy Prep Center of St. Petersburg for the first groundbreaking we have had on this campus since our inception 20 years ago. My name is Liz Sembler, and I have the distinct honor and pleasure of serving as the chair of the Board of Trustees of Academy Prep. I would like to ask at this time for my fellow trustees to please stand and be recognized. Welcome, and welcome to all of you who are here. We're going to begin the same way that Academy Prep scholars begin every day, with morning convocation. At 7:30 a.m., Academy Prep comes together as a family. We set the tone for the day. We acknowledge the hard work and the high achievers on this campus. We pray, we inspire, and this is a critical component of this program and just one of the many things that sets Academy Prep aside and makes our scholars special. So I'd like to invite our head of school, Gina Tanasi-Burkett, to please lead us in this morning's convocation.
Thank you. Okay, so students, every morning, as you know, we start our day just focusing on this thing called education. And every week, we try to have a theme so that each day we build into a theme that we feel like maybe we can remember for maybe the rest of the year, which would be lovely. And one of these things that we've been talking about this week is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's right here Monday. Is that not perfect to have our groundbreaking in such a time that is so close to the celebration of a birthday of a person that we honor and talk about throughout this week? And I thought that was perfect. And then it leads into February, into our Black History Month, and we focus on people that we admire, that we want to aspire to be like. And it's just perfect that this is the opportunity that we have today. So on that note, I wanted to just share a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, "The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education." And then another quote that's a little different from that talks about a dream. And last year, if you remember, we went through that entire speech. And we just focused on how we can dream and what is our dream. And a quote from that is, "He had a dream that you would be judged, or that we would be judged, by the content of our character." We wouldn't be judged by the content of our character. And so each week we think about character. How can we have good character to follow and to merge and be together and marry with the intelligence, the content, the education? Because character is so important. And so what was our dream? We knew that Academy Prep, that we have a good, solid education here. But can we be better? And as you know, he did not want you to settle. And we don't want to settle. We have a great school here. But can we be greater? Can we be better? Can the quality of what we do here inspire? And so we started talking to the trustees that just stood up. And I started talking to them about, well, you know, when it's raining outside, or it's bad weather, or it's too cold, or it's lightning, you know, we're in that commons room, which a lot of you we would invite afterwards to come visit us. But that is our room where everything goes on. And it's a little crazy. My teachers don't really have a home base because they share their classrooms throughout the day with all the other activities that are throughout and planned. So they don't really have a home. They're all crammed into the teacher's lounge together, one big happy family, which teachers just love. And we started talking about eating outside, and wouldn't it be nice that when we have open houses, that we have to decide, can we invite the parents? Can we just have the kids? We can't have the kids and the parents together because we can't all fit in the commons room. We can't all have this big event and gather together and do the things that we would like to do. Our art room, well, it was supposed to be a barn. In the very original plans of the school, we were going to take care of some stock. So that building wasn't really meant to be an art room. And so our teacher does a great job with it, but it's really not designed for that. Wouldn't it be lovely in our fine arts department if we could do that? So that was our dream. It was just a dream. It was just wouldn't it be nice? And then things started to happen. And trustees started to say, well, is that the best for our kids? Is their education the best? We say we're pursuing excellence. And so this building, and then the renovations that will take over afterwards, is just one ingredient, one milestone for this community. Because it's going to be right here, right off of 22nd, and everyone will be able to see that we want to be a part of this community, and we want to be a part of making everything better. So our dream is now a reality, and I want that dream to be your personal dream that you have as well. So students, as we continue throughout the week, then what we do is we take prayer requests. So I'm going to go around and take some prayer requests. So we had some requests, icy roads up north for the mayor, just for a lot of sickness and varied things like that. So if everybody could bow our heads, please. Father God, I thank you so much for Academy Prep. And today is just such a blessing. We are thankful for a group of trustees that believe in the mission of the school. And truly, beyond our mission, they love this community. And even though I was born here, I never knew that I could love my own city as much as I do now, being here as a part of Academy Prep. And so we have many requests this morning. We have sickness, we have people in hospitals, we have surgeries. We have some that are just unspoken, just maybe some personal things that are going on in our lives. We're gonna lift all of these up to you. We want to honor you in all we do in our character, and help us to have the strength to follow our dreams. Lord, amen. We're going to say Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody could stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. If you want to remain standing, I'm going to have two of my students come forward that I've already talked to. And each morning we have a pledge that is a school pledge that we say. The students lead and our students follow. And if you'd like to join us, and we usually say standing inside, but we're not inside right now, so we will say standing in this place for right now. So go ahead.
Standing in this place.
Standing in this place.
Are the greatest.
Are the greatest.
Most committed.
Most committed.
Most responsible people.
Most responsible people.
This world has ever known.
This world has ever known.
If it is to be.
If it is to be.
It is up to me.
It is up to me.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
I am.
I am.
We are.
We are.
Thanks, Gina. You can all be seated. Thank you. As usual, I'm all choked up. I have a hard time after that. It's very powerful. Students, you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Burkett. Thank you all for being here today. Just to give you a little lay of the land of what to expect for the next few moments that we're together, I'll make some brief comments. We'll invite the mayor and our city council chair, both of whom are here this morning, to say a few words. And then we're going to have an opportunity to go into that commons room that Ms. Burkett spoke about, see how little it is, and enjoy some refreshments. So I hope you can join us for that. You'll see over here we have a rendering of what the building that we're going to be putting in this space looks like. And over here we have the plans for what the improvements to the existing campus will look like. So before you head in there, if you have a chance to come up and look, we'll do that. And the one thing I forgot to mention is we are going to actually break ground, as we promised. So at the very end of the remarks, I'll invite some people up to take a shovel and help me get this project off the ground. I am thrilled, as I said, that Mayor Kreisman and Councilwoman Lisa Bowman Brown are here, Lisa Wheeler Bowman are here, and as well as Leah McCrae from the city. So thank you all for being here. Leah is the Director of Education and Community Engagement, and we're thrilled that you're here. So at this time, I'm gonna ask the mayor to come up and say a few words. Mayor Kreisman.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you, Liz, for that introduction, and thank you for all that you do for Academy Prep and for the city of St. Petersburg. Many thanks to my deputy mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, who I know is on her way here right now, for joining us on this great day. Thanks to our new city council chair, Lisa Wheeler Bowman, for being here and for being such a great partner on council. Kanika, Lisa, and Liz know, and those of you who know me already know, I love to say that the sun is shining here. And well, it is, maybe a little overcast, but it is shining, and it's shining brightly on Academy Prep today, on Liz and on the members of the Academy Prep board. It's shining on each and every Academy Prep educator who all work so hard here. It's shining on everyone who made this day possible. But most of all, it's shining on you young people, the students of Academy Prep, because this is really your day. Yes, today we're going to be turning some dirt and celebrating a bigger and a better Academy Prep, but what we are really doing is taking a step towards a brighter, better St. Petersburg, because it's you young people who attend Academy Prep today who will watch the work take place, but it will be St. Pete children for generations to come who benefit from the work that will be done to expand Academy Prep, one of St. Pete's best schools. This is the work of investing in our young people. And this is the work of building our city of opportunity. And so all of this is being done for you guys because you all are the future of this city. You all are the future leaders, the business owners that will make this city the special place that it is today and an even better place in the future. So I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you for participating and for supporting Academy Prep. Thank you all.
Thank you. Is that better? Okay. Thank you so much, Mayor Kreisman. We're thrilled that you took your time to be here. You have shown incredible support for this school. I have met with you to talk about this school, and I thank you for your interest, your support, and your love. And now it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Lisa Wheeler Bowman to the podium. She is our new city council chair. She's also the representative of this district on the city council. So we're thrilled that you're here. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, students. You all look so beautiful and handsome. I'm glad to be here. I'm so excited to be a part of this exciting occasion. Academy Prep has been a beacon of excellence in our community by guiding students to achieve academic excellence, fostering personal integrity, and encouraging them to make a lifelong commitment to service in our communities. The addition of the new multi-purpose building shows their commitment to continually serve our community and our children. I am also proud of the commitment by the students of Academy Prep and their families. Nelson Mandela once said, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." It is my belief that together we are beginning to make those changes right here. And like our mayor says, the sun shines on all. I look forward to attending many graduations, performances, and community gatherings in this new building. Thank you for including me in this momentous occasion, and I am excited for the future of Academy Prep. Thank you.
Okay. So, I think this is going to be the best way to do it. Can you all hear me? So on November 7th last year, 2016, the Academy Prep Board of Trustees voted to move forward with this capital project, our first expansion since our founders opened the school 20 years ago. The Board of Trustees could not have approved this project without the hard work and dedication of Chris and Helen Barrett. Chris, a trustee, took the lead on the build and design aspect of this project. He has been our liaison and point person working with John Crum and his team at WJ Create, and everyone at Wanamaker Jensen Architects. Helen has been at the forefront of our fundraising efforts, and I know there are a lot of people sitting in this room who have had the privilege of having a meeting with Helen Barrett. And I do say privilege, because her love for this school is infectious. In addition to all the time and energy that they have poured into Academy Prep and the Capital Campaign, they're also one of our lead donors. Today would simply not be possible without Chris and Helen Barrett. So let's please give them a round of applause. Helen is standing in the back under the flag, and Chris is right up here in the front. Chris, can you turn around and say hi? Thank you to our devoted and generous Board of Trustees, all of whom made a meaningful contribution and whose support and guidance, as Ms. Burkett said, have enabled us to reach great lengths. Thank you to everyone who has contributed to the cause and the campaign. And if you have not yet done so, I have some people I'd love for you to meet. Helen is standing in the back. Helen, you can wave. Thank you. Some of you have met Lacey Nash-Miller, who is our development director. She's waving in the back. And there's lots of materials around here. So if you are as excited as we are about this campaign and have not yet had a chance to make a contribution, we'd love to have your help. We have a $2 million campaign, and we have raised about $1.5 million. So we just have a little bit left to go, and we're working very, very hard to get there. And you can help us get over the line, so thank you. Before I close and ask those to pick up their shovels who will be helping us with the groundbreaking, I want to thank again the mayor for being here. Thank you again, City Council Chair. And I don't know if I can, can I tell them that your grandchild's coming? Okay. So Councilwoman Lisa Bowman Wheeler managed to tell me this morning when she was coming in, not only is she a devoted fan of the school, but her grandchild will be coming for testing next month to attend Academy Prep. So we are thrilled. And you know, those of us who speak on behalf of the school often say, and we haven't said it this morning, Ms. Burkett, so I'm going to throw this in. The children who are standing on either side of this court come to school 6 days a week. They come to school 11 hours a day, and they come to school all year round with a short break in the summer, but not as long as our other schools have for summer break. You are devoted. You are the future of our city, as the mayor said. And we thank you, students, for your commitment to your education. So, now the moment you've all been waiting for. I'd like to invite the following people to join me up here. And Lacey, can you come forward and orchestrate this, please? Mayor Christman, Councilwoman Bowman Wheeler, and Ms. Burkett, and Chris Barrett, and is Jason here, our architect, Jason Jensen? Please come forward. And I believe that's our group. Oh, and one more. Deputy Mayor, Vice Mayor, Kanika Tomlin, please come forward.